describe the goal. It looked great, but it didn't look like it was really that easy.
To be honest, Ramiro played a good ball in. Ryan Johnson got a crucial touch on it and flicked it by, Marvell. And I knew I had a defender closing in on me and just able to catch it a full volley. And a little luck, hit the bottom of the crossbar and go in.
I won't ask if that's your best goal ever, but is that your best left-footed goal?
I definitely probably have to say it's one of the best ones. It was one of those where you hit it and you don't even feel it. Just hit it so sweet that you don't even feel it come off your foot. So, yeah.
What was one of the big differences this week compared to last week as far as being able to assert yourself on the field?
I feel that we were able to keep a good shape on, especially defensively. They definitely had a lot of possession, but they didn't have many chances, real direct chances. And I owe that a lot to our shape and our defensive structure. It wasn't our prettiest game all year, but the proudest ones I've been a part of, just the workmanlike attitude that we put in there, all 11, 14 guys that came on. So
you spent a lot of time coming back and helping the defense too. Is that something you guys talked about as compared to last week?
Yeah, definitely. Because they play five in the midfield and they all just kind of float, just playing interchanging, and that's really tough. And so if you're able to have someone able to kind of come back, and I was my job was kind of take away Mastroni and take away that, and I felt like he did all right job on that defensively.
Chris, when management was bringing in all these forwards and kept bringing them in with Scott really and Eduardo, did you look at that and think, the numbers here are not really good for me?
It's never a great thing, but I know my job here, and just any time that you can play. I've been in this league 6 years now, and even when I was with Houston, they always bring in forwards, and you always try to make this team better, and we have one of the deepest teams I've ever been a part of, and so it's a good thing, but I also know that when I have my chance, I have to make the most of it, and hopefully to try to keep building on that, so yeah.
What's it going to take for them to get you yank you out of the lineup?
Yeah, knock on wood, hopefully a couple losses, but hopefully that's not in the cards right now. So that's what I'm hoping for.
How long can something like, is it streaky for a striker, or how long can something like this last?
To be honest, I owe it a lot to just the good play around me. I've always kind of prided myself on being a decent finisher and being able to strike ball with both feet, but I owe it a lot to, especially playing up with Ryan Johnson, who's been playing really well. Not getting a lot of credit, but the work that he's been putting in is just unbelievable, and it makes my job a lot easier to play off of him. And, Brandon McDonald, Andre Luis, doing a great job in the midfield, Bobby Convey, Joey Jurtsen. So, having those guys around, Jason Hernandez, of course, but having those guys around me, just it makes my job easy, and all I have to do is finish it. I've had a couple tap-ins and then this one. So,
what about the debut of Eduardo?
I thought he did a great job. It's not the most ideal spot to come in. I know, kind of also doing it because he was kind of a lone striker up there. I was trying to help out in the midfield. We had a one-goal lead, and so we're really protecting that. I wouldn't say we're bunkering in, but we were really, defensive-minded first and then breaking out. So I thought he did a great job. He's a strong guy up there. He battled, worked hard, and, he can't really ask for much more there.
So what's SJCM?
Those are the initials of my dad and my brother. We all have that same tattoo. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a couple.
I apologize to make you repeat all of this.
Oh, no problem.
What about this team in terms of its defense? Holding on to halftime leads last year was not a real strength of this team.
No, definitely. I owe it a lot just to our mentality and the players that we have in here. We'll fight tooth and nail for each other, and that's a big thing to have. And when you have that in front of you, behind you, beside of you, it makes your job a lot easier and makes you want to fight even harder. And so if you have that, if you have 11 guys, 14 guys, who step out on the field and can do that, it makes everyone's job a lot easier and a lot more important.
You were here for the two Colorado games last
year. Yes, I was.
I mean, was this sort of all the more important to hang on because of the way those two games ended?
Absolutely. You know, anytime you have a 1-0 victory here, it's a big one because so many things happen. You know, especially I just had a vision of, you know, another penalty kick in the last dying seconds. But, you know, our defense played a tremendous game. You know, hats off to Joe, Jason, Bobby, Chris Lee, Tramiro. You know, anyone who stepped back there, they did a great job.
When you saw the 4 minutes of stoppage time at the end, yeah. I mean, that, you know, talking about what Jeff's talking about, I mean, did you think, oh, God, you know?
You know, you can't really let that cross your mind because if you do, you start getting a lot very defensive and defensive-minded, and you don't want to start bunkering in. But, you know, I would probably be lying if I didn't say I had that in the back of my head. So, you know, it's always one, but... You know, now we can build, and next time we play them, we know that we won 1-0, so it's a good one.
Even with those two ties, they're still 0-8-3 in the last 11 matches against this team. What is it about one team that just doesn't match up well with the...
It's funny, especially in this league. There's so much parity in this league, but sometimes you just have a certain team's number, and, you know, it's... I can't really say why or how, but because they are a tremendous team. They have terrific guys up top, and, you know, they're doing really well this year. But I owe it a lot to our defense. They did a great job, and, you know, just be able to keep our structure and our shape all game.